So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shor Shenogach Es Ha'Adam V'Meis. If an ox gores an adult and the person died, it depends. Mu'ud Mishalm Kaifer. If the ox was a mu'ud, it already killed three people. The owner must pay a kaifer amount to the victim's inheritors. V'tam Potter Min HaKaifer. If the ox is only a tam, it did not kill three people, the owner does not pay any kaifer. However, V'zeh V'zeh Chayovin Misa. The shor must be put to death through skila, stoning, regardless of whether it was a mu'ud or a tam. V'chem b'ben, v'chem b'bas, the above also applies even if the shor kills a minor boy or a girl. Nogach evrei ama, noisin shleishim sloim, bein shehu yafa meyamana, ubein she'ena yafa ela dinar echad. If the ox killed an evit kanani, a slave or a maid, the owner must pay a knas of 30 sloim, coins to the owner regardless of its value, whether the evit was worth 100 mana or only one dinar. The Gemara asks, v'chem achar, the mitam katlin le, mu'ud hechem mishkachas la. If a shor must be put to death after he kills a person even one time, then how can it kill three times to become a mu'ud? The Gemara offers several scenarios in which a shor becomes a mu'ud la'adam. Rabba says, "Kegun shamdu l'shleisha b'nei adam." There were three incidents where the shor chased a person who managed to escape, and the shor was not put to death because it did not actually kill anyone. It does become a mu'ud, however, because we assume that the shor would have certainly killed them had they not escaped. And therefore, if the shor now does kill a person, the owner is chayev kaifer. Rashi disagrees and says, "Umdinalav klumhu." If the shor did not actually kill anyone, it does not become a mu'ud through an assumption. Rather, kegun shesikin l'shleisha b'nei adam, the shor gored and injured three people, but since they did not die, the shor was not put to death. Afterward, they all died from their wounds. The shor now becomes a mu'ud, and if it now kills a person, the owner is chayev kaifer. Rav Papa says, the katal va'arik la'agma, but the katal va'arik la'agma. The shor did actually kill three people, but after each incident, the shor managed to escape to the swamp and avoid death. Rav Acha bar Dav Ika says, kegen shehuzmu zeim mezeimin. The shor actually killed three people, but after the Edom testified to the two first incidents, a second set of Edom contradicted the first Edom that they were zeimin. The shor was therefore not put to death because the Edus was disqualified. Then after the third Negicha, a third set of Edom contradicted the second Edom that they were in fact zeimin, and the first Edom were kosher. The shor now becomes a mu'ud, and if it kills another person, the owner is chayev kaifer. Ravina says, "B'makirin es bal hashor, b'ein makirin es hashor." The Edom who testified to the first two negiches identified only the shor's owner, but cannot identify the specific shor that actually gored the person, and therefore no shor could be put to death. Then after the third negicha, the Edom testified and identified the specific shor who committed all three negiches. The shor now becomes a mu'ud, and if it kills another person, the owner is chayev kaifer. Because the Amri Tur Nagchana Islach Bebikrach Iboilach Linturi Lekule Bikrach. Since the owner knew that one of his oxen is Nageach, he should have guarded them all. The Gemara now proceeds with a brisa that discusses the pasuk of Shor HaNiskal. Sokal Yisokal Hashor, Velo Yaochel Es Besari, Ubal Hashor Noki. Sokal Yisokal teaches that the ox must be stoned to death. Velo Yaochel Es Besari teaches, Shem Shachter La'acha Shenigmer Dine Asa Bachila. If after the ox was sentenced to skila, it was slaughtered instead, the meat may not be eaten. Uval Hashor Naki teaches that the meat is also asabahana, forbidden in all benefits. And according to Rebbe Vo, who holds, Kamakib Shanema lo yoicha lo yisoicha b'lo yisoicha elu, Echad Isra Achila v'Echad Isra Hana, any Lashna Achila includes both Isra Achila and Isra Hana, the words lo yoichal actually include Isra Hana of the bastard, the flesh of the animal. But we need Uval Hashor Naki to teach that Oira, its hide, is also Asbana. The Gemara points out that those Tanoim mentioned in the subsequent Dafim, who use Uval Hashor Naki to teach other halachas, must darshan es besari es hatafal besari to teach that the hide is also Asbana. And the Tana the Braisa uses Uval Hashor Naki to teach Isra Hana of the hides because es lo darsh. He holds we do not darshan the word es. Kiditanya. Shimon Hamsaini, Vamrila Nechemiah Hamsaini, Hayudarish Kol Es in Shabbat Torah. He found something to add based on each S in the Torah. Kimin Shagia La Es Hashem Lekechatira Pirish. Since he cannot add anyone to be feared like Hashem, he was going to retract the drushes of all the other Esen. Achabar Rebbe Kiva Valimit Es Hashem Lekechatira La Rabbis Tamid Chacham. As Rashi Masechta Pesachim says, Shehi Moi Rabbach Kemari Shemayim. The Mishnah mentioned a distinction between a mu'ud and tam, and that only mu'ud mishalm kaifer, but v'tam potem in ha'kaifer. The Gemara cites a braisa, in which Rabbi Yezer explains that the source for tam potter is in the pasuk of tam, which states, Sokol Yisokol Hashar, Uval Hashar Naki, Naki Mechatzi Kaifer. The superfluous word Naki teaches that the owner is completely exempt and he does not pay even half Kaifer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says there is no need for a source for Tam Potter, because Bahalaihu Atzma in Mishtalim El Magufay. The Tashlumin for a Shar Tam is collected only from the actual Shar, but not from Aliyah, other assets. And Kaifer cannot be collected Migufay because Heviuhu Lebezdin Vishamlach. The Shar must be brought to Bezdin to be sentenced to death, and it then becomes Asbahna, and you cannot collect Migufay. However, Rabbi Eliezer responds that the source is needed to exempt from Chatzi Kaifer in the following cases in which a Shar Tam that killed a person is not Chayv Misa. Kishahemis Esa Adam Alpi Eirechad Alpi Bailam. If only one aid or the owner testified that the ox killed a person, the ox is not chayiv misa because there were no two aidim. We might think, however, that the owner nevertheless must pay chatzi kaifer to achieve atonement. Therefore, the word naki teaches naki mechatzi kaifer. For a short time, one does not pay any kaifer. A second case, b'miskaven l'hargis a behemah v'hargis ha'adam, l'goy v'harg Yisrael, l'nefalim v'harg ben kayama. The shor unintentionally killed the person. It intended to kill another animal, but instead killed a person, or intended for a non-Jew, but instead killed a Jew, or it intended for a non-viable child, but instead killed a healthy child. In all these cases, the shor is not chayiv misa, because as the Gemara later explains, k'misa sabaylon kach misa sasher. The shor is chayiv misa only if, in a similar case, a person who kills someone would be chayiv misa, while in these cases, a person is not chayiv misa. We might think, however, that the owner nevertheless must pay chatzi kaver to achieve atonement. If the word naki teaches naki mechatzi kaifer.